In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, first, I want to congratulate all of you that are here or online. You have now attended the only actual Easter service in the Episcopal Church. Amen? Everyone thinks it's tomorrow, but it's actually tonight. Check out your prayer books. So I'm glad you made it. It was exciting. Almost caught my prayer book on fire there at the end, but we're good. Whew, I thought we were going to have a problem. Lord Almighty. See, who says God isn't present? We gathered here tonight to hear the story of our salvation from the beginning. We hear the creation. I even left a few readings out, you may have noticed. But it's good to hear. I know often this service, for whatever reason, seems rather inconvenient, and it's a little long. But brothers and sisters, is it really ever too long to listen to the Word of God? It's never too long. Sometimes a little more difficult if your prayer book's about to catch fire, but it's never too long. And there's just things that we can do from time to time. And considering all that we've been observing through Holy Week, to gather this night to just hear the story of God's salvation that began in the very beginning with creation, from the moment our sin separated us from him, he has been calling out and reaching out to his people, setting them apart, speaking through the prophets and telling of the coming of a Messiah that would draw them back by no strength of their own. And there would be the one, Jesus the Christ is the one, amen? And we know that through the body and blood of Jesus Christ, we have received this grace and forgiveness and freedom from our sin, so that we can come to be with God because he has come to be with us. And through the power of his Holy Spirit in us. Amen. In Paul's letter to Rome, he's trying to put across this understanding and theology of baptism. And it's not an easy thing to share with people, is it? And he says in here, therefore we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. And this day, we now walk in the newness of life, because we, like Christ, have new life. All in what he has done, all in which what he has given. We who have chosen to take this step of baptism, those of us who have chosen to follow this Jesus, those of us who then stood just moments ago and renewed our baptismal vow, we are the ones in which we are saying, we will go when you call, amen? We are the ones who will follow. We are the ones who make this choice. And I would say, so often I have had conversations with other Christians and they would say, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And to that I'd say, yes. And they'd say, when? I'm like, about 10 minutes ago. And probably another 20 minutes just before that. I have to continually do it because I don't know about you brothers and sisters, but I tend to forget in the midst of my day whose I am. So here's a little insight for you. If someone wants to know when you were saved, you can tell them it was on a Friday afternoon, a little over 2,000 years ago. Your salvation came when the price was paid. Your new life comes with Christ in his resurrection, which we celebrate right now. And some other folks will celebrate with us in the morning, the first Sunday of Easter. But we're here now to recognize this life, this new life that we have in Jesus Christ is not always the easiest thing to live, because we want things to be the way we want them to be, and our selfishness and our self-centeredness and our desire to be greater than and the rest of it rises up continually. So I'd say to you, yes, brothers and sisters, we are saved through the body and blood of Christ, reconciled to God and marked as his own, and died with him through baptism and rise again with him in the resurrection. And we get to live that life now, but we live it flawed. but live it anyway. And if you should fall back, stand up. If you cannot stand up, put your hand out. I'll help you best as I can in my flawed self. And if I should fall, please come and help me up too. And the Lord will carry all of us as we share together as his body brought in through the waters of baptism. We say yes. But when you say yes, listen closely to what Paul says to the church in Rome and to us today. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. We live with him, Paul says. He died for sin once for all. I wish he had died so I wouldn't sin again, but I suspect Jesus knew we would. So we're reminded by Paul today, even if we had sinned, and even if we continue to sin, our opportunity, the curtain has been torn. The access to God is ours through the very body and blood of Jesus Christ. We find ourselves alive. It is an opportunity for us to let go of those things that have chased us and those mistakes that have plagued us. Not that they don't matter. They do. We strive to not live a sinful life, but only by the grace of God can it be achieved, and only by his grace can we be forgiven when we stumble. Paul says in verse 11, "So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." That is our opportunity. That is what we celebrate. So often people want to know, have you been saved? Were you baptized? When did it happen? And they go, that's good. And now when the time comes, perhaps you'll go to heaven. Brothers and sisters, why wait? The kingdom is near. Paul even says in here, he goes, but if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We can live with him within us now through the power of his Holy Spirit. We can hear that, so you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. That life, that being alive that you have in Christ Jesus, that is now. Now. And continually, through eternity, you have life and you have it abundant through the body and blood of Jesus Christ. You have that access and the peace of knowing that you have a God who has loved you so much that he, God incarnate Jesus Christ, entered in this world just as the prophet said he would. And he has come to save you. And the glorious thing is, we are so far on this side of the cross, there is no doubt that it's true. Salvation is yours and mine, because God has arranged for it through Jesus Christ for you today. Rise in life with him. Claim the new life that you have in Jesus Christ. Proclaim to the world. Those who have not yet come to know, tell them. Tell them, brothers and sisters, because without this good news, they are dying. Share the good news. Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.